The issue of wild horses in boroughs in the West, what to do with them, and the government's role in managing the population has been a contentious one for many years. The feds have been protecting the horses in boroughs since 1971, and their populations have grown considerably since then. A new podcast delves into the issue and introduces listeners to some of the nuances in dealing with these animals. Anna Coburn is the producer and the host of the series called Wildish, and she spoke with our co-host Mark Brody.
We protect them like the bald eagle, right? They're a mascot, basically, for us. The bald eagle, of course, we think of America, right? But the wild horse, we had a generation and another generation before us. They grew up watching Wild West, cowboy shows and movies. And so that generation really provided that activism towards protecting the wild horses as a symbol of American history and that colonial spirit. But now we're at a point where there are too many, according to the Bureau of Land Management, and that we have to do something. And we're at a breaking point where we can't afford to keep gathering these horses up and storing them basically at these long-term holding facilities. And we're spending a lot of money doing that. So there needs to be a solution.
So based on what you said, it sounds like for at least some of these horses, it's not a great existence necessarily. Like, it's not just roaming free on the range. It's a little bit more precarious than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So wild horses are arguably not native to the North American continent. They are not as well adapted to these environments, these harsh environments that they are subject to on BLM lands. They also share the land with wildlife, our native wildlife, share water sources with those, and also throughout warmer seasons, cows from those grazing agreements that ranchers have with the BLM as well. So it's a really competitive world out there, especially in places that are much hotter and drier, and the vegetation is more scarce.
Let me ask you about what you said just a moment ago about the fact that these horses are, to an extent, a mascot. You know, people grew up watching them in Westerns, or, now there's a lot of beer and other commercials that show, wild horses roaming the West. There are pop songs written about wild horses. I'm wondering to what extent that plays a role in how people view them and how they are managed and how the policy necessarily affects them.
So I get into this a little bit in the podcast as well, but I think it's really cool. So horses are really awesome. As humans, we look at horses like we look at our dogs. They've evolved with us as people. They've been all throughout our human history. And then you add that wild element to them. And we're fascinated as humans by wildlife. There's a wisdom and a spirit to wildlife that we really are fascinated with. And so you add those two things and make a horse or a donkey, a wild horse or a wild donkey, and that's just neat. All right. Okay. So that's one element. And so that's one way that people get really emotionally attached. And then of course, we have a lot of anthropomorphism. We project human emotions onto our dogs and onto our horses. And so you put all of this together and you have this really emotional response to the wild horse, as well as our history of pioneers and going out into the rangelands unknown and making a new life for yourself.
So let's focus on the burros for a minute. Let's give them their due.
Okay, good.
in one of the episodes, you talk about a specific program in Arizona State prisons where the inmates work with the donkeys. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's really cool. And that was kind of a surprise. I was talking to a BLM employee and he was full of great information, and he was answering all my questions about donkeys in Arizona, because Arizona has a lot more issues with donkeys, overpopulation of donkeys, than wild horses. And he just happened to mention, and yeah, I work at a prison where wild horses and wild donkeys gathered off the range go to get trained by these inmates. And I was like, hold up, You should have opened with that. We could have talked about that the whole time. So I go down to Arizona, and it's Florence, Arizona, and the men's prison there. And they like set it up where I could actually go to the facility, the training facility, and hang out with the inmates. And so I go in here and I want to talk about burrows. I want to focus on burrows. And the burrow guys that train the burrows were so excited because everybody from the press or visitors that want to come see this training facility want to see the horses. They want to see, it's all about the horses. It's all about the horses. And who cares about the burros? Who cares about the donkeys? And I was like, I'm all here for the burros. And they were super excited. And I hung out with them all day, and it was so fun. The burros were great. They were scared of me. They didn't like me petting them because everybody they were used to were in orange, and they were all guys, and I'm this like little woman here with a microphone. I was the scariest thing they had seen. So it was really, really cool, a fantastic day. It was such a surprise and probably the best day I had had working on Wildish.
Anna Coburn is the producer and host of the podcast Wildish, a podcast series looking at wild horse management in the western U.S.